Steve Wilkins, you're an Army veteran, was in the Army, I guess, for 22 years, retired as a lieutenant colonel, and have a lot of business experience, community active. Why are you running for Congress?
Well, it's an extension of the ideal of service. I was also a political science major in college. I grew up in North Carolina. I've always been very interested in our politics, public policy. My mother taught U.S. history and government in high school. But I think the real stimulus for me was last fall, late last summer, when we saw all that went on with our debt ceiling crisis. It really shouldn't have been a crisis at all. Then we had the resulting downgrading in our country's credit rating, followed by the Budget Control Act. For me, that was the stimulus. When I saw that we had people in Congress now that were so ideologically driven that they would take our country to the brink and actually harm our country. Then, several weeks ago, when I took before I took a leave of absence from my job in Boeing to work on the campaign full-time, my boss and I did a little out-brief, and he looked at me and said, Steve, I believe the greatest threat to our national security is the divisiveness that we have in our U.S. Congress today, people not being able to get along and do what's good for the country. And he said, if you run, you need to run against that. If you win, you need to do your best to work against that. We need reasonable people to go to Congress. We need people who've had experience in public service. I've had a lot of experience in public service, from military service to serving on the school board, to serving on my Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors now, and many other type positions. But the art of compromise is also the art of politics.
Now, where on this do you differ with Congresswoman Elmers?
Well, everything I said differs from her. She had no public service experience at all coming into office, and it shows. She's unwilling to compromise. She has not brought anything back to our district whatsoever. She has followed the leadership rank and file. She had an opportunity. She sits on the Agriculture Subcommittee, and we did not get a farm bill passed this last year. Now, many, I would say most of the Republican farm state representatives decided to try to go around the leadership and use a process called a discharge petition because the committee leader and Speaker Boehner did not want to bring this bill to the floor. Ms. Elmers actually signed that discharge petition herself, trying to force the leadership to bring the bill to the floor. But then the day after, Speaker Boehner made it clear he did not want this bill to come up in the House this session. Ms. Elmers and only one other Republican member went down on the floor publicly and struck their names from the discharge petition. Now, 70% roughly of our GDP in North Carolina is based on agriculture. This farm bill has profound impact on our farmers, our suppliers, our wonderful research institutions like North Carolina A&T, North Carolina State University, and others, and other businesses here in this district, like in the Research Triangle Park, for example. She had a chance to lead and to show that North Carolina and the district really comes first, and instead, she decided instead that she was going to go along rank and file with the leadership. She ran on one issue, that being against the Affordable Care Act.
Where do you stand on that?
I support the Affordable Care Act. I think it will be good for people in North Carolina. It will be good for people in this district.
As a Democrat, where do you see yourself on the political spectrum? Moderate, progressive, liberal?
Well, I think moderate is a fair term. I'm pretty bullish on a strong national defense. I'm fairly conservative, social values. Again, I'm a lifelong North Carolinian, and in North Carolina, progressive politics really have what's made us the state that we are today. That's how I am. That's what I stand for. Those are the kind of policies that I want to take to